wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Roland
Martin. Hold it now.
This morning, Roland Martin is in Miami because the election.
Miami.
The Republican election.
Yeah, papacita.
The Republican primary?
Yes, yes. They're going to have
us it?
Going from a joint. Man, please. Mitt,
really? Mitt, is Mitt all the way?
Man, we're going to call this race. I figure by, see, the poll closed by 7, 8. We're going to close. I think it closed at 7. I figure we're going to call this sucker by 7:09.
There's no way Newt can win?
Man, please. It ain't, look, it ain't that many crazy, rabid, out of control people out there, like in South Carolina and in Florida.
Oh,
no,
wow.
No.
Oh, that hurt so bad.
No. Ain't going to happen. So we're going to have at least about 5 hours of the same stuff. So
Rolling After Dark.
Oh, CNN After Dark. It got me going from a Cuban restaurant tonight. So the ascots shall make an appearance by at least 10:30.
You have a special suitcase for those ascots?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I got them. It's sort of like a pressurized case. I mean, I got it all straight.
It's pressurized, man.
And pop it out.
What's
all
that thing
fresh?
To keep cigars in?
Humidor.
Humidor.
That's right. As soon as it come out, it's crisp.
His ascots in a humidor?
Yes.
Boom.
He keeps them in a humidor.
That's right.
I ain't mad at you, Rome.
I can hook you up, baby. I can hook you up. We're going with a little peach tonight. In honor of Miami. All right, let's get serious.
I don't need that visual in my head.
Peachy. A week from now, Tom, high school athletes, all high school football players all across the country, mamas will be excited, daddies will be excited if they know them. Signing their college, they're not real
that,
scholarships,
man.
But signing what college they want to go to. But they will not actually get paid for their services. But in Ohio, State Rep Alicia Reese, she has a bill, Tom, to begin to pay athletes for their services. She joins us this morning. Hey, Alicia.
Good morning, Roland, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. And
good morning.
I'm enjoying it, Roland, because I've seen you. You're clean as a whistle, man.
Come on now, you know, casket clean, baby. Big it pop. All right. So, Alicia, we know about Ohio State, yes. All the drama. Players got suspended. Terrell Pryor had to leave because they were selling the jerseys, even though the school has been selling jerseys like crazy. So what do you want to do with your bill? You want the athletes to get finally some money for their services?
Well, let me say, first of all, I've co-introduced this bill with my Ohio Legislative Black Caucus member, Representative Clayton Lucky. It's something I believed in for a long time. I played basketball for Grambling State University, and I got a chance to see what goes on, you know, kind of firsthand. But quite frankly, the NCAA made $845 million last year off of college athletics. And as you said, you know, they're selling jerseys, they're selling luxury boxes.
Video games,
all of these things. And majority of the students are student-athletes are living below the poverty guideline. There's a $2,000 to $3,000 gap in what the scholarship covers and what it takes to have the cost of living. So you got Ohio State where a guy needs some pocket change, some gas money, and those kind of things, and you come in with all these sanctions, but at the same time the NCAA walks away with $845 million. And so the bill that just we just got a number, I think it's a great number, it's House Bill 411, list the 411. And what we're asking for is that there be stipends to cover the gap in the, you know, what the scholarship doesn't cover. Scholarship doesn't cover. They take these kids, they bring them from the urban core, take them way across town, way across the country, and they can't even get home for the holidays because that would be an NCAA violation. So our bill would allow up to $8,000 for Division I schools, up to $6,000 for Division II, and up to $4,000 for all others.
That's so per year?
Yeah, the school will be able to determine what that stipend would be, but they could not go over to that amount. We think that's a modest amount considering that when you're a student athlete, athletics owns you. Every minute that you're not in class, they own you. You can't get an internship. You can't get a part-time job.
Right.
And quite frankly, you're going to make all this extra money, and I can't even get any gas money without it being an NCAA violation.
Well, it is pretty foul, too. Now, because you are a state rep, I'm assuming this will apply to state universities and not private universities who are part of the NCAA, correct?
Yes, this would apply to state universities. Our hope is to get with this bill, get, you know, with Ohio State, you could put us out there and say Ohio State in a bad way. We want to be out there now with the solution. We think the stipends would be a solution with this. We would not have had those violations. And I also think that our goal is to start this conversation to become national. We'd like other states to begin to adopt similar legislation. I wrote the NCAA president for a meeting with him.
Oh, I'm sorry. The president who makes $1.9 million, who was only making about $900,000 when he was a college president. I'm sorry, go right ahead.
Yeah, and coaches that are making upwards of $4 million.
Wow.
So, and we've also asked, we're going to be asking for congressional hearings. I think this is a national issue. I think Ohio, we start the ball rolling with this conversation.
I agree.
But I think this has to be a national movement, and I think I've gotten some calls. Some other states are interested.
Well, that's why I wanted you on, because I hope other state legislators, especially African Americans across the country, begin to introduce similar bills. Because, Tom, I'm telling you, people say, oh, they get a free education.
No, they get
jacked.
This is a big problem, and they even allow you to get food stamps and not get a stipend. So people, call my office, 614-466-1308 to join the movement. Thanks, Roland.
I agree with it.
All right.
Good luck.